Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Today I want to jumpstart what I call Who Decides? About 30 years ago, wow, was it that long ago? Yeah, it was actually. I got my first job out of college selling radio advertising. And one of my first clients was this place called the Log Cabin Restaurant. I still remember it. And it was a log cabin. It was off one of the interstates near Columbia, South Carolina, on the way to Lake Murray. Now, this place served enormous portions, enormous. They had a sign out front that said, "If you leave hungry, it's your own fault." Typically, you would order like a meat, which this is back when I ate meat, and it would be like fried chicken, but it would be like a half a fried chicken. French fries, it would be a pile this high, and then cheese sticks. They were famous. I used to eat all that stuff, you know? And it said, if you leave hungry, it's your own fault. And, oh, they used to serve huge frozen pitchers of beer, and the place was packed. In fact, they actually advertised or talked to me about advertising on my radio station just to apologize for the fact that they were so busy all the time and to recommend when people should come. Why? Because the portions are huge. The reason I'm bringing this up is that the patrons were also huge. What I'm trying to say is that when we go to a restaurant, we shouldn't let the restaurant decide how much we eat. Our stomach is about the size of our own fist clenched. If we clench our fist, if you're smaller than me, you'd have a smaller clenched fist, and that's about how much you should eat. It's amazing when you go to a restaurant. And restaurants are not going to give you small portions because you won't come back. They know that. But see how often you can go to a restaurant and share an entree with someone, or plan to bring one home, or intentionally order something small. This idea of the more the better is not good when we are gorging ourselves and dying from obesity. We hear so much about people dying from famine in the world, and yet there are 10 times as many people dying from obesity, which of course, if we helped resolve that, it would also alleviate the famine. So, whether it's for yourself or someone else, the next time you go to a restaurant, don't let them decide how much you're going to eat. You decide. A lot of times what I will do is when they bring the entree, my favorite place, this restaurant right up the street, a Thai restaurant, they'll bring the entree and I'll say, just bring a to-go box with it. I'll cut it in half. And then I'll put the half of the, you know, vegan pad thai and the little thing that looks like what we used to get goldfish in, you know, and then I'll eat that. And if I'm still hungry, I can eat some of this before I go. But the point is, we need to be the ones who decide in our lives, with our bodies, with our minds, with our time. We need to decide, not anybody else. So watch today how others try to make decisions about you, who you are, what you should have, what you should consume, what you should do, and make your own decisions. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.